The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello from a rainy and wet Johannesburg. Welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. We are talking to one of the CEOs of one of South Africa's largest shopping center landlords, Pareto Limited. While it is unlisted, not listed on the JSE, the group owns malls across the country, including Menlyn Park, arguably the biggest mall in South Africa based on actual retail space that's occupied. I'm being a little bit provocative there. But Malusi Kikana is the CEO of Pareto, and we are chatting to him now to get a feel of how major malls did during the festive season and how they're doing currently. The big listed groups will start reporting officially through their results over the next few months. But as I mentioned, Pareto is unlisted, so they don't necessarily have regular updates. But the last time we spoke to Malusi on the podcast was way back in mid-2023. That was when he was also the president of SEPOA. That's like 80-plus episodes ago. And yes, we're heading into a milestone 150th episode soon. But back in 2023, we largely chatted to Malusi as a SEPOA president, and it focused on service delivery issues in Johannesburg. Clearly, Malusi was very vocal about that at the time. This time, we're focusing purely on the group he heads. Malusi, welcome to the Property Pod, or welcome back, I should say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Suren.
It has been a long time, but how have you been? Has Pareto been quite busy? I guess things are a lot better now with COVID lockdowns, a distant memory.
Yeah, no, we have been quite busy as Pareto, defending the portfolio, looking at acquisition opportunities. Yeah, and also quite a bit of changes within the tenant space. So that has kept us busy.
We'll get into that detail in a sec, but how was the festive season trade-wise for the group? Are things back to pre-COVID levels? And I ask this because Pareto has malls across the country, so it's a good indicator of how mega malls are doing generally in South Africa, one could argue.
Yeah, so we look at festive as starting from October, so October, November, December. So that is sort of what we classify as a festive period. You know, people are shopping for Christmas, you know, et cetera, and there's obviously your Black Fridays and so on. And generally, across the portfolio, we have seen a growth in terms of three key aspects that we look at. One is trading densities, you know, which is your turnover per square meter. We've seen that increase relative to prior years, way up, even higher than pre-COVID. So I would say that that is quite pleasing. We have seen an increase in footfall as well. During COVID, you know, metropolitan regional shopping centers, we lost feet to your neighborhood and convenience centers, but it's pleasing to see that we have seen the feet return back into your major shopping centers in terms of footfall. You know, and generally, we have also seen an improvement in people in terms of dwell time in our shopping centers. So overall, you know, year on year and also relative to pre-COVID, there's been a market increase in trading performance. And then also the other thing is vacancies. Our vacancies have come down. So there's more space being taken, even where there are reconfigurations with the bigger brands, big box takers reducing. We have successfully been able to keep those brands plus add additional new brands in our shopping centers.
Can you perhaps give us a little bit of specifics in terms of trade over density growth? I know you're not listed, so you don't have to share those figures, but not necessarily the turnover. Is it above inflation rates, double digits? You certainly say it's above pre-COVID now.
Yeah, it's about 6%, overall that we've seen the growth in. So lowest of around 3.5%, and I would say an average of around 6%, and also footfall growth plus minus 10%. That's what we've seen. Our vacancies are now 1.8% heading towards 1% vacancy in our portfolio. So, we moved from just after COVID 2022, we're about 9%, and so they've come down quite significantly. So those would be the specific in that regard.
You're talking portfolio-wise now, but like for the bigger centers that are more recognizable, Menlyn is a massive shopping center. Is it also around those figures, or is it a little bit higher there because that's a big, big center?
Yeah, well, the bigger the mall, the bigger the problem, right, in terms of growth. So we've seen, Main Lane, Southgate, Tiger Valley, those have been, and Pavilion, those have been great performances. And, Westgate also has improved, but I'd certainly say that, especially with the changes we made at Pavilion, it's really increased footfall and our night trade quite significantly, which we never used to have before. So, yeah, it's across the portfolio, each asset. We haven't seen any asset going backwards in terms of trading performance. All our assets have moved positively.
We'll get to the details on Pavilion in a sec, but time has flown. Next year, 2026, it'll be 10 years, I believe, that you've been CEO of Pareto after that big deal.
Yeah.
Are there any big developments or deals on the cards group-wise, excluding your current assets, looking out for new acquisitions and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so in the 9 years I've been here, when I joined Pareto, our net asset value was approximately about 12 billion. And right now for financial year March 25, we're looking at net asset value north of 24 billion. And so we have created over 10 billion of value in the years that I've been here. We've also increased our footprint in the sense that we bought into Atterbury Europe, and that business has had a very significant improvement. We have increased our shareholding in the assets in Cyprus to an effective 85% shareholding in two great assets in Cyprus, making us one of the bigger investors in that country. Going forward, we are looking at a number of transactions, some mergers and acquisition activities locally. We are also looking at acquisitions offshore. We are very much exposed to Eastern Europe. We're looking at things more on the Central Europe side, just to balance the Eastern European focus. But one of the things that we did from 2019, we put quite a lot of money offshore, close to about 6 billion. So now we have returned to put more money in RSA. We are very confident with the way things are going, government of national unity, political stability. I mean, even though there are actions here and there, but overall, we are very confident with the direction the country is moving. And we are putting money back in the ground in this country where we're investing in our assets aggressively. We're looking at a massive residential development next to Main, at Main Lane, where we have an office park currently, Westgate as well. And yeah, so we will look at capital expenditure in our assets here, and we'll also continue to look at offshore acquisitions.
Thanks for that. You kind of answered my question about Atterbury Europe, and it'll be interesting where you'd go outside towards the Central and Eastern European side. Refocusing on South Africa, you talked about Pavilion, that's in Westville. Why the upgrade there, especially high-end restaurants? Is it a defensive move? I'm from Durban, so I know formally, I know the city well. Is it because Westtown is rising as a potential competitor, even though it's not in your core market?
Sure. Yeah, look, I mean, we obviously conduct market surveys and market research, and we also observe trends in the retail space. So a couple of things that we saw. One was the preference for convenience. Secondly, that we've seen a preference for semi-fine and fine dining in terms of open-air dining as opposed to just a food court inside the mall. And we have also seen that there is quite a lack of availability in that market, the Westville, where we're serving. So we then decided to convert our rooftop from pure retail into restaurants. We are very happy that they are fully let. In fact, there's more demand for more. And so it was really to respond to customer trends as we've seen them. And then most of our shopping centers were built many years ago where the food court was really the only offering. But now we've seen that there's a need to balance both the food court inside the mall and also something that is a bit more convenient where people can park their car, come in, you know, dining, you know, all day with a strong night trade. So, and that's pretty much what we will be doing throughout our portfolio, including your Southgate, Westgate, and so on, is just to make sure that we balance in-mall dining with a bit more convenient and focusing on night trade.
Melissa, do you want to mention some of the new entries from those? Obviously, it happened over a year ago now, but you say they're trading well and there's more demand, but some of the big names that have come in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've seen that, you know, we've, in terms of names, I mean, we've had, you know, the group that has, you know, Tiger's Milk, La Parada, Old Town Italy, they've taken up two stores. We've put in one of the things that we're doing is family. Our focus in our malls is to cater for family, mom, father, children, and we've got a bookstore, exclusive books, and then we've now have Elephant and Co, beautiful store that has been open. Olive and Oil also has opened there. So yeah, so those are the brands. Obviously, for each geography, wherever we're doing things, there will be different offerings that we will be providing. And I think what we are doing at Southgate, too early to talk about it, and what we're doing at Cresta is going to be a massive game changer. Cresta will become the entertainment hub in the north in terms of the investment that we're planning to put there and catering to give our customers the superior dining and entertainment experience, something that it will be in the works, and we will be launching those projects soon.
So Cresta is the new one to watch then. Malusi, just to conclude, Perito does have prime assets, talked about growth, but have you been approached by buyers wanting to buy some of your assets to do some sort of deal? Because there has been a lot of mergers and acquisitions to some extent, and you know, some of them are distressed sales. That's not a case with Perito, but considering its flagship assets, maybe some insight from that perspective, not just a case of growing.
Yeah, look, I mean, we have received an offer for one of our smaller assets, And what we're doing now is actually for Mimosa to defend and grow it. We're looking at a deal there where we'll go on a 50-50 basis, you know, with an operator. Yeah, so there is where we decide to, we're not selling outright. So if you look at what we're doing at Menlane, we're not selling outright. We're reducing our interest to 50% and bringing in a residential developer to work with us. So that's the kind of sale, if I may call it a sale, that you will be seeing. But in terms of a total disposal, that's not on the radar. You know, we represent a pension fund, and generally pension funds are in this game, real estate, for the long term in terms of dealing with liabilities in their pension fund. So we are, you know, we are more long-term, and we have to generate income yield over a long term to assist the pension fund to meet its asset and liability requirements. So, yeah, but so far we haven't seen in anything, but we actually find that people are coming and say, look, you've got this piece of ground, can we do a 50-50 with you? That's the only disposal that we will be looking at this stage. And then, of course, we are looking to acquire assets in RSA.
Malusi, thanks so much for your time. That was Malusi Gikana, CEO of mega mall owner Pareto Limited.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.
MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.